Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes, France.
Fred from Radio at the Cannes Festival. I'm Angelo Cherbi, and we are here to talk about the movie Frost with his director, Sharunas Bartas. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Just to summarize to our audience, your movie is the story of a young couple that volunteers to drive a humanitarian little bus from Lithuania to Ukraine, just to help a friend of them. And how did you come up with this story?
You know, first of all, that exists in Lithuania. Lithuania is very, and was and is, very involved in that, in Ukraine's problems. I think much more than many other countries, because we had kind of the same story in 39 when we were just occupied, you know, because some guys wanted to have an exit to Baltic Sea, and now some guys want to have a control on the Black Sea. So Lithuanians really, and they immediately when it started, there was people who started to siege for money and buy things which are necessary for and for soldiers, and in some cases for citizens, people of living in the front areas, you know. They live in very hard conditions, and Ukrainian army was at least 3 years ago was rather how to say disorganized. I mean, because of the rulement of another guys, you know, which were not interested in anything except their own palaces and boats, you know, and so.
Your film has a strange pace. It has like two parts. The first part is really slow. Nothing seems to happen. It's like the exact depiction of a trip in nowhere land, because this couple goes through land of unoccupied and kind of deserted. And then at the last 45 minutes, the intensity of the movie completely switches, and it grabs you much more, and it becomes like a philosophical treaty on war and on the perception of war from normal people, regular people, not the strategical chiefs or whatever. Can we define this an anti-war movie?
You can call it like that, of course. Of course.
And what really struck me was the speech that there is between the guy of the couple and those two soldiers, when they are fighting for their own country, but they don't know exactly how to deal with that. Because one of them say, "My mom was Russian, my dad is Ukraine, so what am I fighting for? Or what am I fighting against?" Do you think that there is actually this problem of confusion of identities in dealing in that specific conflict?
I would say not exactly, because I wouldn't. Nothing would be happen, because let's say Russia and Ukraine being close to each other, having a lot of connection in the history, because the start was the Kiev Russia centuries ago. You know, there was the main. The Kiev was the capital of culture and so on and so on, and then it's so they were like brothers, you know, and they were every Russian and every Ukrainian would treat each other like brother, like very close, and but suddenly, you know, when your brother goes and comes and grabs something from you and goes to, you know.
It will never come back.
It will never come back. It pushed Ukrainians to fight with many things and with many, starting from political organization of their country, because the Ukraine is independent, yeah, and country from 91, but there is something which is not included in the film, they also say about it, people, that we are starting to fight for independence now, only now, because we just didn't think that we have to fight for it, because, you know, and so that no one from simple Russian citizen or simple Ukrainian would never think about that this war may happen. Mm-hmm. Never.
Actually, one of your characters say, "We are defending our countries because we are a peaceful country. We don't go to our neighbors to steal stuff. We stay, you know, we love each other, but everybody has to stay in his own house, his own home." Another question about this is, the Lithuanian character, when he starts talking with those soldiers, he realizes that he doesn't know nothing about that war. He has an idealistic image of it, but he doesn't know what he could do if it happened to him. What do you think that is the young people in Lithuania knowledge about that war? Is that confused or that like idealistic as it was depicted in your film?
With young generation especially, it's normal for everyone. It's normal for every person because, you know, what you don't see, what you don't live, you don't know. You just, or someone told you, but it's kind of, you know, kind of idea, and you can imagine it only from your experience, what you lived, or what you saw on films and so on and so on. It doesn't touch you because it's not, you know, it's not your finger. It's not in the. You have to put the finger in the door, you know, when you're a child, and to feel that it hurts, yeah. You know. Yeah. Before you don't know, and you can do it. Yeah. So. But especially for young generation, because they did not live the Soviet time. Let's say me, I lived the Soviet time. I spent 17 years, and it was a hell. And nobody now, let's say, and never, eventually never, in let's say in France or in, understood how deep that hell was, how the all these countries, Soviet Empire, was exhausted economically. How people were imprisoned in the cage. You know, when you could not, never dream that you would somehow go to even Poland. If you are not going to communist organizations, if you are not working with them and so on, even Poland, which was in a Soviet. You know, areas. Also cage. Not talking about, I don't know, France. I remember with how huge was my regret when I was reading there is a Henri Perrichot. He wrote biographies of almost all impressionist painters in France. Mm-hmm. A lot of biographies. It's like maybe 12 all painters of that time, they all lived like in Montmartre and in Paris, you know, most of them. And he was describing, you know, this Seine and whatever, the shops on the Seine, and I was so much regretting that I would never see that. I was only 16 years old, or 15, but I absolutely knew that I would not see it. I cannot go there. No one will allow me. It's a cage, you know. Can you imagine that? You are not. You are in prison.
Yeah, they're in the prison. Yeah.
And it's a big prison, but it doesn't matter, you know, eventually it doesn't matter.
Yeah, because the feeling of being caged is the same.
It's very, and also that degradation of the countries, you know, there was, I don't know, it's, if you didn't live it, you don't understand, yeah.
But how do you think this memories can be transmitted to the younger generations, even if they didn't live it?
I don't know, because let's say nowadays many people in Lithuania, they're not happy about the country. Like in France, a lot of people there are not happy about France. Something is wrong all the time, you know. The country changed absolutely radically. You are free, you can do whatever you want, you can, starting from business, finishing studies, you can go to London, you can go to United States, wherever. And nobody is, valuing it. Mm-hmm. Because it's already.
It's granted, isn't it?
Yeah, it's granted, you have it, so you have to. It's a human being nature.
Okay, thank you very much to Sharunas Bartas, director of Frost, from the director's fourth night in the Cannes Film Festival. Angela Cervi, Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.